With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. The season's first widespread winter weather pushes into Montana from Canada Tuesday, and it could create some dicey travel conditions. Bob Nestor is a senior forecaster with the National Weather Service in Missoula.
Impacting northwest Montana and slowly moving south through the day, the Arctic air is going to spill across the divide and impact all of western Montana and central Idaho by the late afternoon, evening hours.
Nestor says the system could bring 1 to 3 inches of snow to the valley floors and 4 to 6 inches to the mountains. Not a lot, but when combined with the expected gusty winds,
what that is going to create is a pretty conducive environment for snow, blowing snow, which will make traffic difficult. Visibilities could be less than a mile at times.
Very localized wind chill temperatures of 10 to 15 below by Tuesday evening aren't out of the question in some areas, such as Kalispell's Bad Rock Canyon. Missoula's blustery Hellgate Canyon could also dip from 0 to 10 below by Tuesday night. West central Montana's temperatures may be just warm enough Tuesday afternoon that the snow could initially melt on the roads, but once that Arctic air moves in, that slush could quickly freeze.
That could be a big concern for travel, especially in west central Montana and down through the Missoula and Butte area, especially like along the I-90 corridor, Highway 200 up through Greenough to City Lake.
The Weather Service predicts we'll have a few particularly cold mornings later this week, but daytime highs should bounce back into the mid-20s under clear and dry skies. Nestor says the El Nino effect is starting to kick in now, bringing moisture to parts of California, southern Oregon, Arizona, and New Mexico. So what does this mean for western Montana? Lots of cold air trapped in our valleys.
We're not expecting any kind of major system. Well, that cold air inversions are not going to break, so we might have some stagnant air as we get into later next week.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.